You have put a new song in my mouth. A song of praise. A sound that resonates, that all of heaven and earth may worship you. We tread the hills to meet with you, to see your majesty in all that surrounds us. For it speaks and displays the eternal God of ages, creator, author, victor. In love, you established an everlasting covenant with your people, and it's your love that captivates us. As children of the King, we rush in as waves unrestrained, overcome, overwhelmed, that the King crowned in glory and splendor would reach down to place a crown upon our heads. So we raise our banner, the banner we boldly stand under, the banner of Jesus Christ. From dusk to dawn, from age to age, your praise resounds in all the earth. Deliverer, Redeemer, ruler of an everlasting kingdom that cannot be shaken. We trust in the name of Christ Jesus, the only King, forever.
Welcome to Zion's Redemption Radio. This is Fundamentally Mormon. I'm your host, Mark Lichtenwalter. The guest call-in number is 917-889-8827. That's 917-889-8827. You can find this at blogtalkradio.com/fundamentallymormon. And the text will also be posted on my Facebook wall at facebook.com/LAZURUS1977. You can also find the text and the audio to this radio program on iTunes at Fundamentally Mormon and in the different Facebook groups that I am an admin of. Some of those groups are LDS Last Days Prophecy and Gospel Discussions, LDS Gospel Mysteries, Latter-day Unity, and others. You can find the pages that I admin also on my Facebook wall. And if you enjoy this program, please friend request me or follow me and make me one of your close friends. We try to put out as many episodes as we can during the week. But I'm thankful for you to be here today. Let's get right into the reading today. We are going to be reading out of Ogden Kraut's books. You can find his books for free to read online at ogdenkraut.com. That's ogdenkraut.com. That's ogdenkraut.com.
And today is the 9th day of March 2021. We are going to be continuing on with part 2 of chapter 4 of the Holy Priesthood, volume 3. I am sick, so I'm going to do my best to read this and to get through it. And hopefully I can get through the reading for today. I was thinking about masks. Excuse me. And I don't agree with the mask mandate. And of pandemic that has 0.07 deaths. Whatever, I don't consider a pandemic. I think this is a plandemic. But I do like the idea of effective masks. And I don't agree with the whole cloth mask. It doesn't do anything. But I do agree with, like, masks and the idea of not getting sick. Of course, then people say that your immunity goes down because you're not subjecting yourself to other illnesses. But I don't want to subject myself to being sick because I am dying right now. And last night it was so bad. Like, you know, when you're swimming, when you're a kid and you get water in your nose, that's how I felt all night last night. And I finished this morning at 4:30 in the morning, so I pulled a full shift. And I'm going to go out tonight, too, because I don't believe... So I drive a truck. I come in contact with almost no one all night long. I mean, we talk through CB radios from truck to truck and from loader operator to truck and safety guys to truck, you know, the guys who load us to truck. But I don't come in contact with anyone. And my co-driver that I drive the truck and he drives in the daytime, he was coming up to the truck when I was finished. And I was already done cleaning all my stuff out of the truck because I take everything out of the truck when I go home. But I said, just hold on a minute. I'm disinfecting the truck. And I had this bottle of Lysol, and I was spraying it on every single thing that I touched to try to disinfect the truck so he wouldn't get sick. So with my thoughts on this are I'll go to work, and if I need to cut out early, I'll just leave early, but I'll try to make it through. And the only time I don't allow myself to go to work is if I'm so sick I can't hardly get out of bed. If I am dizzy in any way, or if I have diarrhea, I won't go. But if I'm just throwing up, I can do that on the side of the road. my co-driver laughed at me when I told him that this morning. But anyway, I'm going to try to get through this reading today. It's so stupid. Like, I scheduled 5 parts for Chapter 4 for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And now I'm, like, dealing with this cold that came on, and I'm trying to push through it, and it's stupid because it's just, oh, it drives me nuts. And I've been dealing with this for a while now, but it's getting worse. So any prayers that can be sent my way, that would be greatly appreciated. All right, let's get through this reading together. The Nature of Women, Part 2 of Chapter 4 of the Holy Priesthood, Volume 3. It is an historical fact that women are not actually the weaker sex, but in many instances have fared better physically than men. The trek from Illinois to the Salt Lake Valley was proof of that. Even in spiritual things, she is often superior, as Brigham Young said on several occasions. Women are more ready to do and love the right than men are. And if they could have a little guidance and were encouraged to carry out the instincts of their nature, they would effect a revolution for good in any community a great deal quicker than men can accomplish it. Journal of Discourses, Volume 12, page 194. The men are the lords of the earth, and they are more inclined to reject the gospel than women. The women are a great deal more inclined to believe the truth than men. They comprehend it more quickly, and they are submissive and easy to teach. Journal of Discourses, Volume 14, page 120. He is by nature coarser and more prone to such wickedness than she is. Woman is altogether a finer nature and has stronger moral inclinations. It is not natural for her to indulge in wickedness that men take common delight in. Journal of Discourses, Volume 18, page 233, and that was Brigham Young as well. John Taylor also described the nature and proper treatment of women. Quote, should we not protect them? Do we profess to be in the image of God, holding the priesthood of God? And then would we treat the fair daughters of Zion with contempt, or permit them to be injured or imposed upon in any way? God forbid. They are flesh of our flesh, bone of our bone. They are our helpmeet, and our associations and our relations with them ought to be pleasant and agreeable, and with all long-suffering and fidelity. Journal of Discourses, Volume 20, page 178. In this world of apparent male domination in both spiritual and temporal arenas, men, in general, have momentarily forgotten the rightful position of women. Whether because of ignorance or neglect, men have committed a serious oversight, resulting in major problems. As Dr. Rodney Turner expressed, quote, "It is safe to say that, but with a few, very few exceptions, women have never been shown protection, guidance, or love that they both needed and deserved. They are the betrayed sex. Unfortunately, many modern women are compounding their plight by betraying themselves in new and more damaging ways. Still, the cause of womankind is just. If they are to plead it effectively, they must understand what their true cause is, what God willed for them in the beginning, and why he said, 'Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.'" Women in the Priesthood, Volume 45. The great catastrophe in our age is the active participation of women in Babylon in their export efforts to gain proper respect and individual rights. They have sought recognition in the fashions of Paris, the artistry of Rome, the makeup styles of New York and Hollywood, and the political directives of Washington, D.C. These should not be the sources of inspirational guidance for modern-day Israel. They are even passages of Scripture warning us against these trends. Consider this descriptive passage from Isaiah, quote, "Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tingling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with the scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their cauls, and their round tires like the moon, the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers, the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings and the rings and the nose jewels and the changeable suits of apparel and the mantles and the wimples and the crisping pins and the glasses and the fine linen and the hoods and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell, there shall be a stink. And instead of a girdle, a rent. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girdling of sackcloth and burning instead of beauty. Isaiah chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. Many present-day women's movements are promoting competition with men, seeking greater wealth and higher position and the support and supporting the attainment of a better social and political status instead of encouraging a more valiant fulfillment of their role at home with their families. Today, women frequently reject or neglect children, but none of this really frees women, but rather enslaves them in the financial and political world of women. With an increase in women's responsibility, positions and authority come added penalties should she be guilty of disobedience. If women were to hold the priesthood, they would be in serious jeopardy if they did not honor it. But that's the same with men, so... There are thousands of men and women among the nations of the earth that will be more tolerable for in the day of judgment than it will for you if you violate your calling and do not honor your priesthood. You know that it was declared that it would be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for the children of God who had received the priesthood and heard the voice of the prophet and disobeyed it. Heber C. Kimball, Volume 5, page 30. Could it be that God in his mercy and because of his great love and respect for womanhood is protecting women from the possibility of coming under such a curse? In order to maintain the proper perspective, maybe we can keep in mind the source from which women come. Quote, "How, from whence did you come, sisters? From whence spring you and your children? You spring from these main limbs and from that priesthood. If you did not spring out of the priesthood, where did you come from? Now many of you have legally sprung out of the priesthood anywhere in the world in the latter days, but if you have a legal man who has the legal priesthood and you can raise heirs to the kingdom of God, and they become connected with it without any of your washings and anointings and sealings." Heber C. Kimball, Journal of Discourses, Volume 5, page 31. So that's the end of the reading for that. Let me just share with you the next, part 3. I'm going to read one page of this. Guest column line is open. And the chat room is on at blogtalkradio.com. But if I don't have any callers and nobody says anything in the chat, I'm done. I'm going back to sleep because I am sick. I'm still going to work tonight, though. I'm just waiting for this medicine to kick in because I hate being sick. Anyway, this is the first page or part of part 3. That we will definitely be covering tomorrow. Keys and Dominion, Part 3 of Chapter 4 of the Holy Priesthood, Volume 3. In previous dispensations, when the gospel was on the earth, the keys of the priesthood have always been held by men. As Joseph Smith explained, Paul spoke of a dispensation of the fullness of times when God would gather together all things in one, and those men to whom these keys have been given will have to be there. Interesting. Let's start talking about Adam and Undiam. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 159. And with our gospel restoration and our dispensation, it was no different. Joseph Smith held those keys and always will. Quote, "I went into the woods to inquire of the Lord by prayer. His will concerning me, and I saw an angel, and he laid his hands upon my head and ordained me to a priest after the order of Aaron, and to hold the keys of this priesthood. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 335. But the priesthood itself is for the guidance of all righteous men. Quote from Joseph Smith, a man can do nothing for himself unless God directs him in the right way, and the priesthood is for that purpose. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 364. So tomorrow we'll be reading pages 53 through the end of part 4. And then, the next day we're going to talk about control of the priesthood. And then on Friday we'll talk about patriarchal order, which I think gets into matriarchal order as well. So don't forget to follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/LAZURUS1977. You can also find me on YouTube at youtube.com/user/goddessmycompass or by searching in Google for Fundamentally Mormon. Anyway, that's the end of the program for today. I'm sorry I'm sick. I hope I get better so I can provide you with better teachings for the day. I hope everybody has a wonderful night and a wonderful day whenever you listen to this podcast. And I'll talk to you again. Take care. Goodbye.
School of the Prophets. the first oath and covenant of the priesthood. All those who enter into the school of the prophets or the Relief Society shall have taken the oath and covenant of the priesthood upon them, which oath is done by raising both hands to the square and saying, O Father, unto thee I pledge my oath. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I will do all in my power to bring thy kingdom upon the earth. I covenant with thee that I will take thee as my law, and I will obey thy revelations unto me, whether they be revelations given to me or to another, but which are confirmed to me. It is the same. I know that ye cannot fail, and that I must obey the law upon which any blessing is predicated to get the good of that blessing. Even so, amen. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the school of the sons and daughters of the gods, even the school of magi and of prophets and of seers, and of priests and priestesses, kings and queens. I am the teacher that hath been appointed for this school, and I am standing in my place at the head of the circle, for there shall be established a circle with a triangle in the middle. The teacher and priest at the head of the circle is Elijah. The king upon the right side is called Messiah, and the magi upon the left is called Elias. You have come unto the house of the Lord to receive your second endowment in the school of the prophets and in the Relief Society. The mysteries of God shall be revealed unto you in the bonds of brotherhood, sisterhood, charity, and love. All the rooms which ye shall meet in for the school of the prophets from this day forth shall be dedicated as a temple unto the living God, which is his house, even a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God. Wherefore, if ye will obey the order of this house, ye will speak in turn, walk in turn, and let the love and charity that ye have one for another grow as ye perform these binding ordinances. For the order of the ordinances in this house alone will expand the love ye have for one another. Dedicatory Prayer. The dedicatory prayer is a prayer of dedication by the inspiration of the Spirit, dedicating it as a school and temple of God. Inviting God into the house or dedicated room. All shall take a white handkerchief and waving them say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God and the Lamb. Amen, amen, and amen. Now all those who wish to accept the obligations and blessings of the endowment, please raise your hands. Very well. Washing of feet. The holy priesthood holder washing the feet shall invite the patron to sit down and place a basin of water in front of him to put his feet in. The holy priesthood holder will then take off his garments and set them nearby, and gird himself with a long towel like a temple robe over one shoulder. He will then kneel down and begin the washing of the feet, saying, Brother, by the authority of the priesthood, after the order of the Son of God, I wash your feet preparatory to receiving your second anointing in the house of the Lord, that you may rule and reign in the house of Israel, or Adam, forever. And at this time wash you clean every whit, that you are now clean from the blood and sins of this generation. I wash you clean of the blood and sins of this generation, and again I wash you clean of the blood and sins of this generation, that you may be called up and come forth in the morning of the first resurrection, and be clean without spot at the judgment bar of God, for you have done your part to warn the people of this generation, ridding your garments of their blood. Wherefore I declare by the authority of the holy priesthood that you are clean, and that your sins are forgiven if ye have repented. And I do this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This does not need to be the exact wording, but this is an example of the washing of feet. Salute. Now behold, mine son, after this has been done, ye shall be accepted into the school by raising both hands high in the salute, and the priest shall also raise his hands high in the salute. And the priest shall say, Art thou a brother or brethren? I salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in token or remembrance of the everlasting covenant, in which covenant I receive you to fellowship in a determination that is fixed, immovable, and unchangeable, to be your friend and brother, through the grace of God in the bonds of love, to walk in all the commandments of God, blameless, in thanksgiving, forever and ever. Amen. And he that is found unworthy of this salutation shall not have place among you. For ye shall not suffer mine house shall be polluted by him. And he that cometh in and is faithful before me, and is a brother, or if they be brethren, they shall salute the president or teacher with uplifted hands to heaven with this same prayer and covenant, or by saying, Amen, in token of the same. For behold, these words I gave to Joseph Smith, and they have not been abrogated. This shall be done in every session of the School of the Prophets and the Relief Society. Healing and Blessing. Sisters are to give each other blessings of healing and comfort by the laying on of hands in the Relief Society. Brethren are to do the same when they are moved upon to do so. Brethren and sisters may also bless and dedicate handkerchiefs to assist in the healing of the sick, as well as blessing and dedicating other objects for purposes of power in the priesthood. Objects which are for protection and not for healing should be blessed with a rod or wand. Being married to Christ. Do you have faith that Jesus is the Christ? Yes. Then confess his name and covenant to never deny him as a testimony to the world. The initiate's own words. Then, thus saith the Lord to my messenger, Verily, verily, I say unto you, my son, I give unto you a commandment, declaring unto you that they who receive you receive me, and if they receive me, they receive him that sent you, to salute them with my salutation in remembrance of my everlasting covenant, which I have received you to fellowship. May they receive you also as you receive them, that they may be clean from the blood of this generation, and be received by the washing of the feet. For unto this end was the ordinance of washing of feet instituted, being bound together in the bonds of brotherly love, and sealed together by the covenant of life and peace, which covenant abideth forever with the celestial saints, or in other words, the married to Christ. And he that continueth not in this covenant shall not have place among you, for ye shall not suffer my house to be polluted by them, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. All those in the school shall then either wash one another's feet, or give the holy kiss in token of the same. And they shall say to one another, Do you receive me to be your friend and brother? Are you willing to salute me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in token and or remembrance of the everlasting covenant, in which you receive me to fellowship, in a determination that is fixed, immutable, and unchangeable to be your friend and brother, through the grace of God in the bonds of love, to walk in their commandments of God, blameless and thanksgiving forever and ever? Amen. Amen. Are you willing to show to the world that you are clean from the blood of this generation? Do you covenant with me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the presence of these witnesses, that you will love your companions in life as Christ loved the church, that you will cherish each other, comfort each other, forsaking all others who are not in the holy order, so long as you live? Yes. Having authority, I seal thee, brother, unto the anointed gods, even Christ, both male and female, and seal thee unto myself as mine own son in the first household of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Now men may be sealed to their wives in the second sealing, by taking them by the hand and saying, Art thou my sister? I salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in token or remembrance of the everlasting covenant, in which I covenant to receive you to fellowship in a determination which is fixed, immovable, and unchangeable, to be your friend and brother, through the grace of God, in the bonds of love, to walk in all the commandments of God, blameless and thanksgiving, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Behold, sisters may also make the covenant and say, Amen, in token of the same. Also to the unmarried, I, the Lord, willeth that you should marry in the order, that I may have a pure people, saith the Lord. All who have covenanted to only marry within the holy order, say, Amen. Amen. This order shall not be broken by any until they themselves stand in the garden of paradise, ready to fall, lest they be destroyed. Amen. Amen. Covenant to enter into a united order. The patron receiving it will put his arm to the square and repeat after he who is administering the covenant, saying, I, brother so-and-so, do covenant and promise before God, angels, and these brethren in the united order, that I will consecrate all my mind, strength, and wealth unto this united order, and that I will hold all things in common with my brethren according to my stewardship, and I do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Baptism into the united order. After dedicating the water and going into the water as described above, you hold on to the one being baptized and raising your right arm to the square, you say, Brother, by the authority of the Melchizedek priesthood, which I hold, I baptize you into the order of Enoch, which is the united order before God, and I say this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Of the Holy Spirit, amen. You then immerse them in the water, and then undedicate the water. The meal of the prophets. The members of the school and or relief society shall sit at a table. A glass of wine and a small stack of flatbread shall be provided for each member. A blessing shall be given. O Father, which art in heaven, by the authority of the priesthood, after the order of the Son, we bless this bread to all the souls which shall partake of it, that they may do it in fellowship and brotherhood, being knit in one through the love of Christ, which is charity. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. O Father, which art in heaven, by the authority of the priesthood, after the order of the Son, we bless this wine to the souls which shall drink of it, that they may do it in the Spirit, worshipping Thee and their Mother in spirit and in truth, being knit in one through charity, the greatest of all. For we know that if we are not one, then we are not yours. Even so, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The washing of with alcohol. When only men are present, then there can be a washing with a cloth and alcohol. Brother, having authority, I wash your body clean, that it may be healthy, strong, and full of virtue and power. I wash your sins away with charity, making your garments white, even making thee clean every whit of the blood and sins of this generation. I do this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The provisional anointing. Brother, by the authority of the priesthood, after the order of the Son, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I pour this holy consecrated oil upon thy head, and give unto you a holy anointing. I anoint and ordain thee a king and a priest of the Most High God to rule and reign in the house of Israel forever. Predicated upon this anointing being sealed, I give thee power to bind on earth and have it bound in heaven, and whomsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and whomsoever thou shalt curse shall be cursed, and whomsoever thou shalt bless shall be blessed. But remember that these things must be done in accordance with those things which have been done before the foundations of the world. I bless thee that ye shall come forth in the first and holy resurrection, and I even ordain you to be one of the sons of Ammon. I bless thy head and mind that you may receive revelations in carrying on the work. I bless thy eyes that ye may see visions and the eternal worlds. I bless thy nose that ye may smell the sweet smells of the eternal worlds. I bless thy mouth that ye may speak truth. I give thee this holy anointing in the name of Elohim, and in the name of Jehovah, and in the name of the Godhead of this earth, even Michael, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, who presides over the spirits of just men and women made perfect. Amen. Patriarchal blessing. Brother, by the authority of the patriarchal priesthood and the priesthood after the order of the Son, I lay my hands upon your head and give you a patriarchal blessing in the school of the prophets. Then you shall give the blessing by the Spirit, and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Council of the Prophets. The keys of the Holy Kiss shall be given. The first or Aaronic sign of the Holy Kiss is made by embracing and kissing the right cheek, and then the left, and then the right again, and saying, Peace be upon you. The second or Melchizedek sign of the Holy Kiss is made by embracing and kissing the right cheek, and then the left cheek, and then the forehead, and saying, Peace be upon you. The third or patriarchal sign of the Holy Kiss is to kiss upon the lips and saying, God be with you. The first Holy Kiss is for brethren and sisters in the priesthood and siblings. The second Holy Kiss is for parent and child in the priesthood or familial bonds. The third Holy Kiss is for eternal mates or fellow eternal members of the Holy Order of the opposite gender that you love or are attracted to and feel close enough to, sufficient to merit this kiss. If the motion of this kiss, Holy Kiss, is not reciprocated, and continue with the first in all charity and love. Let all receive it. Let all who are present give the appropriate holy kiss to those sitting upon their right hand and upon their left, and saying unto them, Peace be upon you, or God be with you, or Shalom in token of the same. That will do. Now the members of the school or the relief society shall return to the circle and a rod presented. Brothers and sisters, this rod is the rod of the Word of God, and whoever shall hold the rod hath the right to speak, and all others must be silent until the possessor of the rod hath finished speaking. If you desire to speak, you should put your right foot forward until he who possesses the rod shall give thee the rod. Now if he shall continue to speak long enough after that, that it seemeth he is ignoring a brother or a sister, or a mother or a father, or a son or a daughter in the Lord, then all shall put their feet out also. He shall then repent himself of speaking and give the rod away. The rod is the word of and law of God, and that which is confirmed by the members, having felt the Spirit, shall be considered scripture. Members shall confirm a saying by raising both hands above their head and repeating it, and then saying Amen, after it hath been proposed for a vote. Behold, brethren, now that we are one, let the mysteries be opened up unto us.